Father, your love is truly amazing.
父亲啊，你的爱实在是何等样的惊人。
I stand here with a desire to preach your gospel this morning.
父亲啊，我们在这里要传讲你自己的救恩。
I am weak, Father.
父亲啊，我是软弱的。
But you make me strong.
可是你可以使我刚强。
The weight of sin is on my heart, dear Lord.
亲爱的主啊，这个罪带来的重担压在我的心头。
But you have forgiven me through your loving grace.
可是因着你这一拯救的恩典，你已经赦免了我。
Because of the son, because of the gospel of the, of your Son Jesus Christ.
因着你儿子主耶稣基督的救恩。
I can sing this song, Amazing Grace.
我能够唱这一首。
How sweet the sound.
我能够唱这一首惊人恩典何等样奇妙的音乐。
It is because your son died and was resurrected on the third day that I can have eternal life.
因着你的儿子为我死，并且在第三日复活，使得我能够得出这惊人的恩典。
Through your son Jesus, I know truth.
因着你的儿子耶稣基督，我知道了真理。
I know the truth.
我知道那真理。
Through your son Jesus, I have been shown the way, the truth.And the life.
因着你的儿子耶稣基督，我看见的道路、真理、生命。
Father, empty me of myself this morning.
父亲啊，今天早上求你来倒空我。
Fill me with your spirit.
让你的圣灵充满我。
Move men and women to God this morning, God.
今天早晨，神啊，求你感动男人、女人的心，能够来到你的跟前。
May they see your face this morning.
让他们今天早晨能够得见你的面。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣最宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated.
请坐。
It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
今天早晨能够在神的家中是何等样的美好。
This morning we're going to discuss slavery and being slaves to sin.
今天早晨我们要和大家能一同来讨论这个为奴这件事情。
Since the beginning of time, there has been slaves in this world.
从开始有时间开始，在这个世界里面就有奴隶制度。
And it's always been a very brutal time for the person that is a slave.
对那些做奴隶的人，这些时间是非常的困苦。
There are some people who might surprise you in American history that were actually slave owners.
如果我们看看美国历史的话，我们发现我们会很讶异的，实际上，美国有一段时间是那个奴隶的主人。
George Washington, for example.
比如说乔治华盛顿。
He was the first president of the United States.
他是美国第一任的总统。
Although George Washington was born into a world where slavery was accepted, his attitude towards slavery changed as he grew older.
虽然华盛顿他出生的时候，在那个时候奴隶制度是为大家所接受的，可是他对这个奴隶制度的态度慢慢的有了改变。
During the American Revolutionary War, as he and his fellow patrons strove for liberty,
当这个美国独立战争的时候，他和他的同志一同在那边要得取自由的时候，
George Washington became more and more conscious of the contradiction between this struggle and the system of slavery.
他乔华盛顿他在这个时候越来越察觉到，在他们所要看见的奴隶制度和他们所要得着争取的这件事情中间的这个挣扎。
By the time of his presidency, he seemed to believe that slavery was wrong and against the principles of the new nation.
在他做总统的那段时间，他让我们看见他好像知道这个奴隶制度本身是错的，因为和这个新的国家所建立的这个原则有冲突。
However, as President, Washington did not want to lead public fight against slavery.
然而，华盛顿总统他在那个时候不愿意公开的对这个奴隶展开挑战。
He felt that it would tear the new nation apart.
他觉得在那个时候如果这么做的话，会使这个新的国家四分五裂。
For abolition had many opponents.
因为在那时候如果废除奴隶制度的话，有许多抵挡的人。
Especially in the southern states.
特别是在这南方的这些州。
Washington seems to have feared that if he took such a public stand, the southern states would withdraw from the union.
因为华盛顿在这害怕，如果他站在这个废除奴隶制度的这个立场的话，这个南方的州会退出这个联邦。
Which actually happened 70 years later.
实际上在70年之后这件事情就发生了。
Privately, however,
然而在他个别的生活的里面，
Washington could and did lead by example.
华盛顿借着他的生活能够来 做一个例子。
In his will, he arranged for all the slaves he owned to be freed after the death of his wife, Martha.
在他的太太 Martha 过世了之后呢，他就把他这个奴隶释放。
He also arranged and left instructions for the continued care and education of his former slaves.
并且他也为着他们之前的这些的奴隶安排他们的教育还有生活上面的照顾。
And he cared deeply for the elderly slaves.
并且他为着那些年长的那些奴隶非常的关心。
The other person that might surprise you.
另外一个人也许让我们来觉得很讶异的。
The person that wrote Amazing Grace.
就是这一个写惊人恩典的这个作者。
John Newton.
约翰牛顿。
He wrote these verses.
他写了这些的歌词。
The man who wrote the hymn Amazing Grace was actually in the slave trade.
这一个写惊人恩典的这一个作者呢，他实际上在那个时早期的时候，他是一个贩卖奴隶的人。
In the middle 1700s, one of John's early employments was on a slave trip.
在18世纪中期的时候，他最早的这个职业呢，就是做贩卖奴隶的事。
And the captain of the ship was brutal not only to the slaves, but to John Newton himself.
在那个时候，他在一个奴隶船上工作，他那个船长不仅仅是对着奴隶非常的粗暴，对他也是如此。
One of John Newton's friends was able to rescue him from this man.
在那个时候呢，牛顿的一个朋友是能够把他从这个环境里面解救出来。
And soon after John became a slave ship owner himself.
后来牛顿他自己成为一个奴隶船的船长。
However you want to take this,
不论你怎么样来看他,
he treated his slaves humanely.
他对待他这个奴隶，他对待他的奴隶非常的有人道。
He was kind to the slaves that he was.
他对他的奴隶非常有好。
On May 10th, 1748,
在1748年5月10号的时候，
Before everybody's time here,
也许我们在座的没有一个在这个时候出生。
A violent storm took his life and his ship.
在那个时候他们遇到了一个极其狂暴的风浪。
I'm sorry, nearly took his life and his ship.
几乎要夺取他们的生命。
At that he cried out to God, and later he recorded in his journal that when all seemed lost,And the ship would surely sink, he exclaimed, Lord, have mercy on us.
在那时候好像他们碰到了危机，仿佛所有的人与船上的事物东西都要丧失了。他那时候在他日记里面记载说，在那个时候他呼求神说，神啊，愿你怜悯我们。
Later, in his cabin, he reflected on what he said.And began to believe that God had addressed him through the storm and that he had experienced grace.
之后他在船舱里面自己回想的时候，他相信神借着这个风暴向着他心说话，并且他经历了神的恩典。
God used him to write over 200 hymns.
神使用他写了超过200首的诗歌。
John Newton became a minister of the gospel.
约翰牛顿后来成为这个福音的使者。
And he preached sermons in which there was standing room only in the churches.
在那个时候向着一个只能站着听到的那个聚会。
Most importantly, he reached lost souls.
最重要的是他能够摸到那个失丧的灵魂。
Some believe the melody that we just sang.
很多人相信刚我们所唱诗歌这个曲调
is the same melody sung by slaves as they traveled with their hands and feet and necks chained to the planks on slave ships.
他们相信这个曲调乃是那一些被捆绑在甲板上的那个奴隶他们所唱的诗歌。
Though it's never been proven where the melody come from.
虽然说从来没有人确定说这一个曲调到底从哪里来。
But when I think of this, I think, you know, how interesting would it beIf God used the melody that the slaves sang.
如果我思想这个点的时候，我想说这将是何等样的奇妙。如果神使用这个当时奴隶所唱的歌，
And this melody touched the heart of John Newton.
而这个曲调摸到了约翰牛顿的心。
To the point where he put the words Amazing Grace to this melody.
到一个地步，他把这个歌词配这个曲调写出来。
This morning, consider this.
今天早上我请大家思想。
Are you a slave?
你是奴隶吗？
If so, who are you a slave to?
如果是的话，你是谁的奴隶呢？
Are you a slave to sin?
你是罪的奴仆吗？
Are you a slave to Christ?
还是你是基督的仆人呢？
These are two very opposite lifestyles, if you will.
如果你愿意的话，我们可以看见这两个是非常不同的生活的方式。
This morning I want to examine this matter as it pertains to all of us here.
我今天早上要和大家一同来看一个跟我们每一个人都有关的一个问题。
It will be my effort to present a life examined by many as one who was a slave to sin.
我要和大家说一个生命，这个是被许多人所看过的一个生命，他曾经是被罪所捆绑。
But found redemption.
可是却找着了救赎。
This man could be you.
这个人可能就是你。
It could be your life we're discussing here today.
或者我们今天讨论的就是你的生命。
I want to give you the ultimate challenge.
我要在这边向大家有个极大的挑战。
Choose you this day who you will serve.
今天你就拣选你要服侍的是谁。
Will you continue to be a slave to sin?
你今天要继续成为罪的奴仆吗？
Or will you choose to serve the way, the truth, and the life?
还是你要愿意来服侍那个道路、真理和生命呢？
What are you changed to?
你被什么所捆绑？
Who is your slave?
你谁是你的奴隶？
What is your slave?
你的奴隶是谁？
Slavery is not completely abolished in the physical realm.
在我们所处的这个肉身的环境里面，这个奴隶制度没有被完全的废除。
Slavery is not dead. In fact, human trafficking is $1 billion a year industry.
实际上在这个奴隶现在的社会里面，奴隶制度仍然存在，这个人口贩卖是千万元的一个商业。
In many cases, dogs are treated better than humans.
在很多情况里面，狗好像所受的待遇比人受的待遇还要好。
this is a sad state.
这是非常可怜的光景。
Slavery is not completely abolished in the spiritual realm either.
这个奴隶制度在这个属灵的境界里面也没有被废除。
What are you chained to this morning?
今天早晨你是被什么捆绑？
How wretched is that thing that you're chained to?
你被捆绑的那件事情是何等样的可怕？
Maybe you're chained to money.
也许你今天被金钱捆绑。
Maybe you're chained to work.
也许你被工作捆绑。
Or power.
或者权力。
Maybe you're chained to the lust of the world.
也许你是向着这个世界的情欲被绑住。
Maybe you're chained to music.
也许你被音乐捆住。
Even food.
甚至食物也绑住你。
All these things can control you, and you can be slaves to those things.
这些事情都可能控制你，你使得你变成这些事情的奴隶。
Maybe you're chained to yourself.
也许你被你自己绑住。
All you care about is me, 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 me.
我所关心的就是我。
I like that.
Yeah, good. I like that too.
Maybe you're chained in jealousy.
也许你被嫉妒所绑住。
Maybe that consumes you and that's your slave.
也许在那个时候让你心中焚烧，你在这边成为一个奴隶。
Or maybe it's gossip.
也许是那个说闲话。
Maybe even it's something as simple as a car.
也许就是一个简简单单就像一台汽车。
Maybe you are a slave to that car.
也许你就是成为坐那个车的奴隶。
Or a video game.
或者一个电动玩具。
I know kids these days play hours upon hours of video games.
我知道今天那个年轻人花了许许多多时间在电动玩具上。
Maybe that's your slave.
或者你就是成为这个奴隶。
The bottom line is man is a slave to sin.
这个最终结的这个点就是人是罪的奴仆。
We are all born as slaves to sin.
我们都生成为罪的奴仆。
It's not something we asked to be born into.
并不是我们要求生成为罪的奴仆。
It's not something my mom and dad asked that I be born into.
并不是我的父母要我出生做罪的奴仆。
But we are all born into sin.
可是我们都生在罪的权势之下。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道？
Well, I think most here are familiar with Watchman Nee's teaching.
我想大部分在我们当中都熟悉尼托生弟兄的教导。
Man was created with three parts, spirit, soul, and body.
人是有三个成分组成的，就是灵魂体。
When Adam and Eve fell,this damaged all three parts of man, and man's spirit became deadened.
当亚当夏娃犯罪堕落的时候， 这个三个部分都受到罪的玷污，人的灵向神死了。
His soul became corrupted.
这个魂就败坏了。
And his body, the flesh of sin and death.
这个肉身呢，就是变成属血气的，要死。
In such a pitiful and ruined condition, man is utterly helpless to save himself and devoid of any hope of expressing God.
人落到一个完全堕落无望的光景里面，使得人没有办法自救，落到一个完全没有盼望的光景当中。
So consider this.
所以我们要思想这个
点。Man was created with three parts.
所以人是有三个部分。
He was created with the spirit.
他是有灵。
The soul.
他有魂。
And the body.
他有体。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:23 it says, May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body,be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节这么说，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
When Adam and Eve sinned,
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，
this created the fall of man.
在这个时候在人里面造成一个堕落。
For whenEveryone was born after that.
使得每一个在这之后出生的人，
we all were born as slaves to sin.
使得我们都生在罪的权势之下。
That fall damaged all three parts.
这一个堕落使得人的灵魂体都受到了影响。
It damaged the spirit.
它使得人灵，
the soul and the body.
使得灵魂体都受到了影响。
Ephesians 2:1 says, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
加以弗所书说，你们过去是死在过犯罪恶中的。
And without Christ, that's who we are.
没有基督的话，这就是我们的光景。
We are dead in our transgressions.
我们是死在过犯罪恶之中。
We are owned by sin.
我们是被罪所，我们是属于罪的。
Without hope or without Christ, there is no hope.
没有基督的话，我们就没有盼望。
There is no grace.
在那边没有恩典。
We can't sing this song and have it move us.
我不能唱这个惊人恩典这首诗歌，让它来摸到我们。
We can't hear these words and say how sweet it is.
我们不能听到这些歌词而说这是何等样奇妙。
Amazing grace.
这是何等样，这是惊人的恩典。
That's where we are without Christ.
这就是我们没有基督而处的光景。
In fact, his soul is corrupted. Man's soul is corrupted.
并且人的魂是败坏的。
Genesis, it tells us, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
在创世纪第六章第五节，神的话说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是罪。
Everything was evil all the time.
终日所思想的尽都是罪。
Every inclination man had was evil all the time.
人里面所有的倾向都是邪恶的。
And his body, the flesh of sin and death.
这一个肉身呢，成为一个取死的身体。
In verse 3 of the same chapter, it says, Then the Lord said, My spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years.
在创世纪第六章第三节，神的话说，耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可以到120年。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 6:6
我们知道在罗马书六章六节这么说，因为知道我们旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So we've introduced an old and a new self.
所以在这个时候我们看见了有一个旧我，还有一个新我。
Our old self was crucified with him that the body of sin might be done away with.
所以我们看见在我们这里面，我们旧人如果和基督同钉十字架的话，
This is our only out. This is our only escape from sin.
我们的罪身就灭绝，这乃是我们从罪里面唯一逃脱的那条路。
That we should no longer be slaves to sin.
使得我们不再做罪的奴仆。
That we get rid of our old self.
我们把我们的旧人摆在一边。
Romans 7:24 says, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?"
在罗马书七章二十四节，保罗话说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？”
Our only hope is Jesus Christ.
我们唯一的盼望乃是耶稣基督。
Today I stand before you and I see a number of faces that may or may not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
今天我站在这里，我看见一些人的脸面，我不知道你们到底有没有接受耶稣基督。
My challenge to you this morning is that you know who Jesus is.
今天我向您的挑战是你来认识耶稣基督是谁。
That you can walk away from here and say, I know the way, the truth, and the life, because he lives inside me.
使得你今天离开的时候你能说我知道那个道路真理和生命因为他住在我的里面。
All of us here have created in our minds a world view.
在我们所做的我们坐在这边的人我们里面都有一个对这个世界的一个世界观
And our personal worldview is influenced by how we were raised
我们的世界观的这个之所以能够养成是因着我们成长的背景
It's influenced by our church life
也许受到我们这个教会生活的影响
It's influenced by our school life, our work life
也许受到我们学校或者我们工作环境的影响。
All these things influence our personal worldview.
这些事情都影响到我们个人的世界观。
The state of man is from our perspective is in a great deal of disrepair.
这个人的光景从我们的角度来看是没有办法得以修复的。
And so, as Christians, we have to have hope.
所以从基督徒来讲，我们应该有盼望。
So we must create a Christian worldview.
所以我们必须要有一个基督徒的世界观。
So in order to create a worldview, we have to ask ourselves four questions.
要能够培养这一个世界观我们要问自己四个问题
The first question builds the foundation
第一个问题是关乎到这个根基
It is where did I come from
这问题就是我从哪里来
Now that opens a whole door of things
在那个时候就开启了一个向着所有事情敞开的门
But that is what you build your worldview on
可是就着那一个我们能够建立我们对世界观
I know because Jesus came and he died and he rose again
我知道因为我知道耶稣基督来了他为我死并且复活
and that I chose to accept him into my life and ask him to come into my life
我拣选他能使他能够进入到我的生命里面
that I can tell you that I came from God
那我能够告诉大家我从神而来
that's where I came from
那这是就是我来的地方
that's the foundation of my worldview
那就是我这个世界观的根基
The second question we have to ask is why is the world such a mess today?
第二个问题我们要问的是为什么世界是如此乱糟糟的情况?
You see things that are completely out of control it seems.
我们看见这些很多事情仿佛都完全失控。
Why is the world in such a mess today?
为什么这个世界是这样子乱糟糟的情况?
I can say three words and it should answer that.
我能够讲三个字
Slave to sin
这个中文是 OK More than three 是罪的奴仆
That's why the world is in such a mess today
那就是为什么这个世界是现在这么糟的情况
Because man is a slave to sin
因为人成为罪的奴仆
The third question that we have to askin discerning our personal worldview.
第三个关乎到我们这个世界观的问题我要问的是
If the world is in such a mess, is there a solution?
如果世界是这么一团糟的话是不是 有一个解决的办法呢
And the solution in my worldview is perfectly simple.
从我的世界观里面看见这个解决的办法是非常的简单的
Is it going to take away all the calamity of the world?
是这个要把所有这个世界上一切的灾祸都挪开吗
No
不
But my solution is for you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
而我向大家提出的这个解决之道，乃是你接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。
And in doing so, that creates a peaceful worldview.
因着如此做，使得我们对这个世界观里面有一个平和的感觉认识。
The last question is, what is my purpose?
最后一个问题是我的目的是什么
Why am I here?
我为什么站在这里呢
Who has not asked that question? Raise your hand.
如果大家没有问过这个问题的请举手
I don't see any hands going up.
我没有看到有举手的人
We've all asked ourselves that question. Why am I here?
我们都曾经问过我们自己这个问题 我为什么在这里我存活的目的是什么
My purpose as a Christian is to glorify God.
成为一个基督徒存活的目的是为了来荣耀
To bring glory to his name.
我要把荣耀来归给他的名
To share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
来传扬耶稣基督的福音
With all of those people that come around me.
给我周遭所有的人
So the four questions. Where did I come from?
所以四个问题第一个我从哪里来
Why is the world such a mess?
为什么这世界这么乱
Is there a solution?
是有一个解决之道吗?
And what is my purpose?
我存活的目的是什么?
Consider those questions.
请思想这四个问题。
Now let's take an example from the Bible.
那我们从圣经里面看一个例子。
Turn with me to the book of Judges.
请大家翻到士师记。
Judges chapter 13, we're not going to read all this, by the way, so bear with me, but I want you to have this open.
士师记第十三章。
Judges chapter 13 through 16.
从十三包括的范围从十三章到十六章。
This is the story of Samson.
这是关于参孙的一个故事。
A lot of us are pretty familiar with the story of Samson.
在我们当中也许有许多人对参孙的故事非常的熟悉。
I'm going to try and put Samson's life in a very brief moment of time here.
我试着很简要的来描述参孙的他的。
First of all, Samson was chosen by God.
第一个三孙是被神所拣选的
He was chosen by God to do a work
他是被神所拣选来做一件事情
And that work was to begin to deliver the Israelites from the Philistines
他这件事情呢是要使得以色列人能够从非利士人手下被解救出来
His job was never to deliver the Israelites from the Philistines but to begin to deliver the Israelites from the Philistines
他的工作不是要完全的使以色列人从非利士人的手下被解救出来而是开始这个拯救的工作
So let's ask these questions concerning Samson
所以我们就来问这个问题关乎到参孙
First of all, where did Samson come from?
第一个参孙从哪里来
Well, he was an Israelite
他是一个以色列人
But more interesting than that, he was a miracle baby
更重要的是他是一个奇迹婴孩
He came from a woman that was barren and had born no children.
他是从一个没有办法生育的妇女那边出来的。
Not only that, but an angel appeared to the woman and told her she was going to have a child.
不仅如此乃是神的使者向这个妇人显现说她将要怀孕生子。
So Samson came from a barren woman.
所以参孙是从一个不能生育的妇女生出来的。
Samson also realized, Samson was chosen by God.
并且参孙是被神所拣选。
From the womb to begin what?
在实际上从他在母胎之中就被拣选。
The deliverance of the Israelites from the Philistines.
在母腹之中就被拣选使得以色列人能够经历到拯救。
In verse 5, of 13 it says the boy is to be a Nazarite set apart to God from birth and he will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines
士师记十三章第五节你必怀孕生一个儿子不可用头剃头刀剃他的头因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿细耳人他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手
Now Samson's part of Samson's foundation, if you will,
如果我们说三孙的他这个根基的话
was that he was born into a time where the Philistines really ruled over Israelites.
他是出生在一个以色列人是在非利士人长的权势之下的。
And the Philistines really did really terrible things to the Israelites.
非利士人在那时候对以色列人做一些非常强暴的事情。
So that's basically his foundation, his background.
这是参孙他出生那个时候的背景。
Samson's world was messed up.
参孙他那个时候出生的时候，他的生活环境是一团乱。
In verse 1 of the same chapter 13.
13章第一节
Now the sons of Israel again, that means they did it at least once. Actually, if you read Judges, they did it 6 times prior. See, people just don't learn. I don't understand.
这边第一节这么说，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。这边他说又行，这表示以色列人之前已经做过了。实际上在士师记里面我们看见最少之前做了六次。
Now the sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord.
我们看见以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
So that the Lord gave them into the hands of the Philistines.
所以耶和华将他们交在非利士人手中。
So Samson's world was all topsy-turvy, all messed up.
所以我们看见这个参孙当时生长的环境是非常的混乱。
But Samson himself was also kind of messed up.
我们看参孙的生活，他自己的生活也是非常的乱。
He made bad choices.
他常常做一些错误的选择。
Some call him a tyrant.
有些人说他是一个独裁者。
Some call him very erratic.
有人说他非常的偏激。
And even unstable.
或者是不稳定。
The choices he made were because he was a slave to sin.
他之所以做那些的决定，因为他是罪的奴仆。
One of the first choices he made.
他所做第一个错的决定。
He saw a woman.
他看见一个女子。
And he said, that woman looks good.
他说那个女子看起来很好。
I want that woman.
他说我要那个女人。
So he went to his mom and dad.
所以他就来到他父母的面前。
And he said, Mom, Dad, I want that woman.
他说父亲母亲啊，我要娶那女子为妻。
But that woman was a Philistine woman.
可是那个女子却是非利士人的女儿。
And so his parents tried to reason with him and said, She's a Philistine woman. Can't you take an Israelite woman?
所以他的父母就试着要跟他说理，说那个是非利士人的女子，你可不可以娶以色列人的女子呢？
But he said, But that woman looks good.
可是他说那个女子看起来很好。
So he went with that woman.
所以他就这么做了。
Now, if we were just to leave it at that,
如果我们就停在这里的话，
we would say that he made a terrible mistake.
我们会说他在这时候犯了一个极大的错误。
But God's hand was in this.
可是神的手却在其中。
God's hand was in this.
神的手在其中。
In verse 4 of 14. 14
章第四节。
What's it say? It says, However, his father and mother did not know that it was the Lord. For he, meaning God, was seeking an occasion against the Philistines. Now at that time, the Philistines were ruling over Israel.
第十四章第四节，他的父母却不知道这事是出于耶和华，因为他这边的他是讲到神找机会攻击非利士人，那是非利士人想。
God's hand was on Samson.
这个神的手在三生身上。
The third question that we ask.
第三个问题我们要问的。
Was there a solution, for the mess that was in Samson's world?
在三生所处那个混乱的环境里面，有没有一个解决之道呢？
The solution was God.
这个解决之道乃是神自己。
Samson was chosen by God to begin to deliver from the Philistines.
参孙乃是神所拣选，要开始神拯救的工作。
He was set apart from birth.
他从出母胎就被分别出来。
So the solution was God.
所以这一个解决之道乃是神自己。
So the fourth question.
所以第四个问题。
What was Samson's purpose?
所以参孙的目的是在哪里？
What is Samson's purpose?
参孙的存活的目的在哪里？
Let's go on a little bit farther in Samson's life.
然后我们再往前再看看参孙的生活。
This woman that he, this Philistine woman that he was with,
这一个参孙所娶的女子
ended up, long story short, ended up getting killed.
最后就死了。
He goes to another city called Gaza.
那他就去另外一个城市。
And finds a harlot.
在那边找了一个妓女。
And then the what are they called? The Gazites? Thank you. The Gazites wanted to kill him.
在那个城市的人家试着要杀他。
But he got up really early and left before they had a chance.
那他就从加萨那个城呢很早起来就逃离了。
At about this time, he met Delilah.
在那个时候他又遇见另外一个女子叫做大利拉。
This is his third wife, if you will.
这我们可以说这是他第三个妻子。
Now, Delilah was also a Philistine.
我们也知道大利拉乃是非利士人女子非利士女子。
And she, first of all, remember this, that Samson was to begin to deliver Israel from the Philistines.
好，我们要一直记着呢，是神要借着三生开始，向着以色列人拯救的工作。
He was never to do that job or complete that job.
他不是那一个要做这一个工作的人，或者要完成这个工作的人。
At least as it is written in the book of Judges, that's not what his job was to do.
这就是为什么记载在士师记里面，这不是他所要做的工作。
Samson during this whole time still had faith in God.
在这个所处的一切的混乱的情况里面，参孙向着神仍有信心。
For he knew where his strength was coming from.
因为他知道他的那个气力是从哪里来的。
He knew that he took the vow of a Nazarite, and that because of this he had a strength that no man could match.
因为他知道，因为他取了这个拿西尔人的这个誓约，使得他能够得着没有人能够跟他相比的这个力气。
Samson meets Delilah.
参孙在那个时候遇见了大利拉。
And Delilah is approached by the Philistine rulers.
大利拉就被这个非利士人的领袖，非利士人领袖就来接近大利拉。
And the Philistine rulers go to her and say, "Hey, find out what his weakness is."
这些领袖就对大利拉说，哎，你帮我们找找看他这个弱点在哪里。
Discover what it is, and we're going to come in and kill him.
让我们能够找出他的弱点，这样我们就能够来击杀他。
Delilah knew the plan.
大利拉知道这个阴谋。
She knew what was going to take place.
她知道即将发生什么事情。
So he coerced him.
所以他就在边用甘言利诱。
And he gave her an answer that wasn't true.
那这个参孙呢，就先给他一些不是一些不是真实的答复。
Delilah was like, "Come, lay on my knee." And when as soon as Samson fell asleep,
okay, 那大利拉就说，来，你就靠着我的腿睡吧。当三孙睡着的时候
，The Philistines came in and tried to kill Samson.
那个非利士人他们就来了，试着要杀三孙。
And they were not able to do so because Samson still had his strength.
可是他们却不能这么做，因为参孙在那个时候仍然有他的能力。
Now Delilah was upset.
大利拉那个时候就有点生气。
And so she goes, "Oh, you need to tell me." You know, she was trying to coerce him again.
这个大利拉呢就对参孙说，你必须要告诉我。
Tell me what the secret is to your strength.
告诉我你这个能力的来源，这个秘诀是在哪里。
The second time he tells her.
第二次他告诉他
something that's false.
这也不是真实的。
A second time, she says, "Come, lay on my knee."
第二次这个大利拉又说，来，靠着我的脚睡觉。
And as soon as he falls asleep, a second time.
第二次他在睡着的时候，第二次。
The Philistines rush in and try to kill him.
非利士人又来了，试着要杀他。
Now at this point, being a man, I'm thinking, maybe I shouldn't trust this woman.
在这个点上，如果作为一个男人的话，我想说，我不应该再信任这一个女人了。
And you know, I've gone over and over in my head as to why Samson is continuing staying with Delilah.
我就在一直在我脑子里面打转，为什么这个三孙在那个时候还一直愿意跟这个大利拉在一起呢
？And the only thing I can come up with is that love is completely and utterly blind.
我唯一能够找到的结论就是爱使人盲目。
At least love how we present it to a woman. or a man.
或者我们是向我们的另一半表现出来这个爱的，的确是在这个信息。
So a third time.
所以第三次。
This time, Samson tells her the secret.
第三次，三孙就告诉他这个秘密。
I don't know why. I just.
我不知道为什么。
Why did he tell her?
为什么他告诉他
？Anyway, he told her the secret, and again she goes, "Come, lay down on my knee."
不论如何，他告诉他了。然后这个大力拉又对他说："来，
so,
靠着睡觉。
"She came, or he came and lay down on his knee and fell asleep.
那三人就照着做。
And as the Philistines come in, she says, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as the other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
这个非利士人来了，大利拉就说："参孙啊，非利士人哪里来了？"参孙就从睡中醒来，心里说："我要像前几次出去活动身体。"他却不知道耶和华已经离开他了。
Now.Sometimes we don't realize that the Lord has departed from us.
很多时候我们也不知道神离开了我们。
We get so caught up in the things of life, the slave, being a slave to sin.
我们在被世界中许多事情所缠住，并且成为罪的奴仆。
That we don't renew our relationship with God.
我们不更新我们与神的关系。
And that's what happened here.
那就是在这边所发生的情况。
He wasn't renewing his relationship with God.
他在那边并没有使得他与神的关系能够新鲜。
Samson never even realized that God wasn't with him at that point.
三孙在那个时候他甚至不知道神已经不与他同在了。
And we know that the rest of the story is a sad state for Samson.
我们知道这一个接下来的故事所描述的是非常对三孙。
They bring him, they poke out his eyes, they tie him up.
是一个对三孙来说非常的一个结局。他们抓住他，他挖了他的眼睛，并且把他捆绑起来。
But at some point, Samson realized this.
不过就在那个时候，三孙在那个时候明白。
He realized the truth of his condition.
他看见他所处真实的光景。
Samson realized that he had become a slave to sin.
他那个时候明白了他是罪的奴仆。
And verse 28 of chapter 16.
16章第28节。
It says, Then Samson prayed to the Lord.
他说参孙求告耶和华。
O sovereign Lord, remember me.
他说主耶和华求你眷念我。
O God, please strengthen me just once more.
他说神啊求你赐我这一次的力量。
And let me with one blow,Get revenge on the Philistines.
使我在非利士人身上报那挖我双眼的仇。
He realized, the condition of his heart at that time.
他那时候明白他心里面真实的光景。
Our worldview must contain truth.
我们的世界观里面必须根基在真理上。
Let me say this.
让我再说一次。
Truth is absolute.
真理乃是绝对的。
Does that make sense?
不知道大家听得觉得合不合理。
Truth is absolute.
真理乃是绝对的。
There's no half truth because it's a half lie. So it can't be truth.
不是没有这个一半的真理，因为如果仅仅是一半真理的话，那另外一半就是谎言。那就不是真理。
Truth is absolute.
所以真理必须是绝对的。
You can't have a partial truth.
你不可能有部分的真理。
Truth is testable.
真理是可以试验的。
We can test truth, and every single time, it's going to remain true.
这个真理经过试验的时候，仍然显明它乃是真理。
Every time we test truth, it's going to remain true.
一个真理经过试验的时候，仍然是真理。
And truth is verifiable.
真理也可以验证。
The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
圣经里面讲说，主耶稣基督乃是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except by me.
除了他以外，没有人能够来到父的跟前。
He is truth.
他就是真理。
The Muslims say they are considering truth.
回教徒说，他们曾经考虑过真理，思想过真理。
Buddha was constantly looking for truth.
那佛教徒呢，他们持续地在寻找真理。
The Dalai Lama says you deserve to know the truth.
达赖喇嘛曾经说过，你应该去认识真理。
But Jesus says, I am the truth.
可是唯有主耶稣基督说，我是真理。
I am truth.
他说，我是真理。
You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你将要认识真理，而真理要让你得着自由。
Jesus is really saying, if you know me, you will be free.
主耶稣这边所说的乃是，如果你认识我的话，你就要得着自由。
The chains of sin will be broken.
这个罪的锁链就要被挣断。
That's how we are able to escape becoming a slave to sin.
这就是我们能够从罪的辖制之下能够脱离的那条路。
By knowing truth.
乃是借着认识真理。
By knowing the truth.
乃认识那真理。
If you want to escape the chains that bind you today, it's by knowing Jesus Christ is your personal Savior.
如果你要从你现在所受的捆绑里面能够得以挣脱的话，乃是要认识耶稣基督，并且接受他为你个人的救主。
If you want to have a relationship like none other that is always true, it's only through Jesus Christ.
如果你要得着一个真实的一个关系的话，没有任何事情能够跟这个关系所比较的话，你乃是要认识耶稣基督。
You will know the truth, and it is the truth that will set you free.
你乃是要认识真理，并且真理使你得着自由。
Let's consider this.
让我们能够思想这个点。
Where did you come from?
你从哪里来？
I read an article yesterday on MSN.com or MSN is some news thing.
Okay, 昨天我读了一篇文章，是在这个网络上面读到的。
And basically, it was a poll of Americans.
这边是美国中间一个那个普查投票。
And the question was asked, "Do you believe in God, a creator?"
这个其中一个问题，他说，你相信神这个创造主吗
？And you know that 9 out of 10 Americans believe that there is a God.
知道吗？从十个里面有九个的美国人认为那边有一位神。
I should say 9 out of every 10 that were polled believe in a God.
或者应该说这个投票之中的里面的十个有九个是这么说。
That's amazing to me.
对我来讲这是很让我压抑的。
Because it seems that if we believe that there is a God, then why aren't we serving a God?
这个对我来讲很讶异的是，如果我们认为那边有一位神的话，为什么不服侍这位神呢
？Then the another question was asked: Do you believe that that this God created you？
第二个问题是说，你相不相信这位神创造了你
？And that's where the number fell off。
就在这个时候，那个比例就下降。
90% of Americans believe that there is a God。
90% 的美国人相信有一位神。
And that there is a God of the universe.
这个神乃是宇宙的神。
But only like 48% believe that there is a God, the creator.
可是唯有48%的人认为这一个神是创造主。
That's amazing to me. How can you believe in God, but not believe that he created you?
这对我来讲非常让我讶异，为什么你能够相信有一位神，却不相信神来创造了你呢
？Where did you come from？
你从哪里来
？You were created by God。
你乃是神所造的。
And you were created for God。
你乃是为他而造，为他的荣耀而造。
That's where you came from。
那就是你来的地方。
Why is the world in such a mess？
为什么这个世界是一团乱？
Because we are all chained by sin.
因为我们都被罪所捆绑。
The Bible tells us that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为圣经里面讲的说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
There's nothing you and I can ever do to change that.
这不是你和我能够做什么能改变这个事实。
Some of you might say, "Well, I'm a good person."
也许有人说，我实际上我是一个好人。
And I might agree or disagree with you.
我可以同意，我也可以不同意你。
But that's not what the Bible says.
可是这不是圣经里面所讲的。
The Bible tells us that for all have sinned.
他说世人都犯了罪。
And fall short of the glory of God.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Is there a solution?
这边有解决之道吗？
God gave us his son Jesus.
神给了我们他的儿子耶稣基督。
He is the solution.
耶稣基督就是那条路。
He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
因为耶稣基督说，他就是道路、真理、生命。
No man comes to the Father but by me.
除了他以外，没有人能够来到父的跟前。
Jesus Christ is the solution.
耶稣基督就是解决之道。
Fourth question.
第四个问题。
What is your purpose?
你存活的目的是什么？
Your purpose here this morning.
今天早上你在这边的目的
is to give your life wholly and blameless to God.
乃是把你生命完全的并且没有玷污的来归给神。
To seek forgiveness of sin.
乃是寻求这个罪的赦免。
You are promised eternal life.
有一个向着你的应许能够得着永远的生命。
It is a gift of God if you believe in Jesus Christ.
如果你相信耶稣基督的话，这就是神给你的礼物。
Now, this is a gospel message.
这就是福音的信息。
And I'd like to share, I think if you've heard me speak in the past, about the Roman road to salvation.
我要和大家分享，也许 过往大家已经听过了，我这个通往罗马道路这个得救恩的。
And it's a simple, a series of verses out of the book of Romans.
这乃是从罗马书里面取出来的一些的经文。
That take you down a trip, to salvation.
使得我们能够经由这些的经文能够看见得着救恩的路。
This road to salvation shows you who you are.Without Christ,
这些的经文让我们看见，没有基督的话，我们是谁
？And who you can be with Christ,
并且让我们看见，如果我们与基督同在的话，我们能够成为什么样的光景
？Romans 3:10,
罗马书三章十节
，As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
三章十节，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。
No one is perfect.
没有人是完全的。
In fact, it goes on in Romans 3:23 to say that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
没有一个人是完全的，并且在罗马书三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We all sin.
我们都犯了罪。
Every single one of us here has sinned.
每一个人都犯了罪。
For all have sinned.
因为世人都犯了罪。
And because of that sin, we have fallen short from what God has for us.
因着那个罪，使得我们从神要我们所得着的光景里面坠落下来。
Romans 5:12.
罗马书五章十二节。
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Because of Adam's sin in the garden, sin has been passed down to all generations.
因为亚当在伊甸园里面犯了罪，使这个罪传到之后的这个后代。
Romans 6:23, this tells us what the wages of sin are.
罗马书六章二十三节，这边告诉我们罪的工价。
The wages of sin are death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
But,The gift of God is eternal life.
但是神的恩赐
through Jesus Christ our Lord.
在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
There is a definite price to be paid for sin.
在那边讲到罪有一个代价要付。
That price, that wage is death.
这一个工价就是死。
And it is death and eternity in hell.
这个死乃是讲并且是在永远在这个
There is only one other alternative.
而在那边有一个拣选。
But God, in Romans 5:8, But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Okay. 另外一个是在罗马书第五章第八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
This is the grace.
这是恩典。
Does everyone here know where the town of grace is?
大家知道这个恩典的 城镇。
The town of grace.
The town of grace, yeah, 城镇。
Did you know you live near the town of grace?
不知道大家知不知道我们住在很靠近一个叫做恩典城的地方。
You know its population is only 12?
这个城里面的人口只有12个。
For us to get to Costco near our house, we have to drive through the town of grace.
在从我住的地方要去 Costco 买东西的话，我要从经过这个恩典城。
And every time my wife says, we're driving through grace.
那每次我太太就跟我说，我们从那个恩典旁边经过。
And every time she says that, it strikes a chord.
那每次讲的时候，好像在我心弦里面就拨了一下。
Because we think of grace as something so light.
因为我们常常把这个恩典讲到非常的轻。
But there is a message here because around the town of grace,
因为这边有讲到是说我们从这个恩典城旁边经过。
There's the city of Woodinville. Yeah, the city of Woodinville.
这边有一个 Woodinville 这个城。
I told you it's close by.
Yeah, okay.
And the city of Bothell.
Bothell 这个城。
And then there's the town of Grace, population 12.
那边有一个只有十二个人口的这个恩典城。
In the same way, if you look at this, Grace is surrounded by the world.
当我们看这个时候，我们发现这个恩典是被这个世界所，它周遭就是这个世界。
And many people look at Grace.
那很多人看这个恩典的时候
they go around grace.
他们从这个恩典旁边绕过去
they might even drive through grace and not realize that they've done that.
并且他们从这个恩典里面经过可是他们却不知道他们是这么做
But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Here's grace, right here.
而在罗马书五章八节里面讲说，当耶稣基督还我们做罪人的时候，为我们死，神的爱向我们显明了。
This morning, I'm offering you grace.
这就是恩典。今天早晨，我要和大家提到这个恩典。
This morning, I'm offering you an opportunity to have eternal life. That's grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，今天早上我们和大家提到这一个能够得着永远生命的这个机会，这就是恩典。
Many of you will drive around it.
很多人也许就从旁边绕过去了。
Many of you will drive through it, because it's right here.
有很多人从中间这样经过了，可是这个恩典现在就在这里。
Don't deny grace.
不要拒绝恩典。
The death of God's Son, Jesus, was the only sin offering perfect enough to cover the sins of the entire world.
唯有耶稣基督他自己所摆上的这个祭是完美的祭，能够赎所有世界上面的罪。
But not just for me,But my children.
不仅仅是为着我，也为着我的儿女。
And my children's children.
而为着他们的儿女。
And my children's children's children.
他们的、他们的、他们的儿女。
That's how sufficient grace is.
这是恩典的这个足够性。
God in this manner loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son to die for us, so that we might have redemption from sin's guilt and enjoy eternal life with him in his kingdom.
神因着爱这个世界使得 他将他的爱子为我们舍了使得我们在他里面能够得着救赎能够得着喜乐并且能够在他的国里面有份
Romans 10:9
罗马书第十章第八节
And this is how we are saved
这是我们得救的路
That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord
他说如果我们口中能说耶稣基督是主
And believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
心里信神叫他从死里复活就必得救。
The best part about the salvation story is that Christ did not stay in the tomb.
这个在救恩的故事里面最宝贵的一个点就是耶稣基督没有留在坟墓里。
In fact, 3 days later he arose, conquering death and hell.
因为三天之后他从死里复活战胜了死亡阴间
making a perfect way for to heaven by his own blood and sacrifice
借着他的血和他的牺牲他为我们开了这条回到天的路
and giving us victory
他将得胜赐给我们
all we must do is confess
我们所要做的就是一个承认
and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ
认罪并且相信耶稣基督
Romans 10:13
罗马书十章十三节
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
So in the light of our sinful condition,
所以在我们这个堕落罪恶的光景中，
and his glorious conquest over death and sin,
他的荣耀胜过了死亡，胜过了罪，
we should fall humbly before him.
我们应该在他面前谦卑俯伏，
and ask for his mercy.
求他的怜悯。
Please bow your heads with me.
请和我们一同低头。
This morning we've discussed many things.
今天早上我们谈论了许多的事。
But what I've done for you is put before you the opportunity of grace.
我今天所做的呢，是在大家的跟前摆了一个得着恩典的机会。
If you are here this morning and you would like to accept Jesus in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord,
如果今天早晨你在这里，你愿意能够接受耶稣基督成为你自己的救主，
and you would like to accept this grace that is before you,
你愿意接受摆在你这个面前的恩典。
Just indicate so by the raising of your hand.
如果你愿意的话，好不好？请你举个手。Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
感谢主，感谢主。
This grace is before you.
这个恩典就在你的跟前。
Don't drive around it.
不要从它旁边经过。
It's here.
就在这里。
It's a free gift.
是一个白白的恩典。
Is there anyone else that would like to raise their hand and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord?
你愿意有任何其他的人，你愿意能够承认耶稣基督是主吗？
I'll ask one last time.
我最后再问一次。
Grace is here for the taking.
这个恩典是留给你的。
It's right here.
就在这里。
Is there anyone here that would like to accept Jesus as their personal Savior?
有人愿意在这里接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your love.
父亲啊，为着你的爱，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Father, for your grace.
父亲啊，我们为着你的恩典，我们感谢你。
Oh, the grace of Jesus.
这个主耶稣基督的恩典。
Who so willingly came and died for us.
他是如此的愿意来，并且为我们死。
So that we could have eternal life with you and bring glory to your name.
使得我们在他里面能够得着永生，并将荣耀归给你。
This amazing grace
是何等样惊人的恩典。
How sweet the sound
这是何等美妙的声音。
Hallelujah
啊 ，Hallelujah。
Lord, thank you for those that raised their hand today.
主啊，我们感谢您为着那些举手的。
Lord Jesus, minister in their lives.
主啊，我们求你在他们的生命里面继续服侍他们。
Father, help them to know that what they are doing is creating life.
父亲啊，帮助他们认识他们所做的是得着一个生命。
And in accepting your son Jesus, today there is a party in heaven.
在今天他们接受耶稣基督的时候，在天上有大喜乐。
Lord, we give you all praise and glory this morning.
我们将赞美感谢来归给你。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
We just praise you this morning.
我们赞美你。
Let's sing that song. Let's end in that song, Amazing Grace.
我们再把惊人恩典这首诗歌唱一次。